Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, October the 6th, 1985. The Lord bless as we worship together around the precious Word of God on this beautiful Lord's Day. We love you. The choir at this time is going to sing a wonderful song that says, how beautiful heaven must be. I thank God for a place called heaven. I believe in that place. Just as sure as you and I are here on this earth today, there is another place where we can go to when this life is finished, and that's heaven. I trust you're headed in that direction. I trust heaven is in your future. How beautiful heaven must be. Kermit's going to come to read our scripture today. We miss him, but thank God he's directing our children's church downstairs. This is the first time he's been up in the morning worship since the last Sunday of August, I believe, isn't it? So we'd like for him to come and read our scripture and lead us in prayer. I'd like to mention these prayer requests. This week, Diane has surgery. What day is that, Linda? Tuesday. Let's be praying for Diane as she goes into surgery Tuesday. Also, Katie Combs has surgery Tuesday. We'd like to remember Joanne Calhoun and her new baby. I know Brother Ms. White, our grandma and grandpa again. And we thank God for this little one that's come into the world. We also want to pray this day and this week for Junior and Debbie Hensley and their new addition. I've not got to see their baby yet, but I know God's certainly blessing them, and we just pray God's special blessing on them in the days ahead. Let's be also praying for Harvey Skaggs, Fred's brother. How's he doing, Fred?
I haven't heard since last Sunday.
Let's be praying for him. And also, Murray Caldwell, one of our members who lives about as far away as you can get in Perry County at Leatherwood. Let's be praying for Murray. Ms. Johnson is in Lexington yet. Let's kind of lift her up in prayer. And I know Melanie, Herman Carlin's daughter, certainly had an answer to prayer. And we want to thank God for this. And also Brother John Baker got good news from the doctor this week. Thank God for answering prayer on their behalf. Ms. Abrams, let's be praying for her. And also Anna Campbell, and Jeanette Barker, and Maud Barker, Brother Flinch's mom in the nursing home in Jackson, and others of these here listed in the bulletin. Brother Kermit, you come and read our scripture and lead us in prayer, please.
Brother James said next Saturday evening at 5 o'clock would be our first, hopefully, annual dinner for senior adults. If you're 55 years old or older, the only thing you need to bring is yourself. We're having it early in the evening so that I know a lot of you do not like to be out after dark. So,
what?
I can't leave a year on one meal.
Well, but you can get help.
So that'll get you started. At, we would love to have every one of you come, so if you have a transportation problem, we'll work with you on that. We'd like to have all of you. We're counting on 20 to 25 folks to be here, and we'll get that many for our dinner. We'll try to do this every year. If you'll just come yourself, and if you come, well, we'll have. And if there's someone that's not here today that fits this category, try to let them know or let one of us know, and we'll contact them. We want everybody to know that they're welcome. We'd love to have them. And like I said, only thing you need to bring is yourself. And you might have to get your early and be Fred. Okay, if you have questions about this, see me or Brother James after the service. If you would, turn to the Gospel according to Luke, 10th chapter, and we'll look at 38 through 42. Luke 10. 38 through 42. Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered unto a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister have left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Let us pray. Our Lord and our God, again, Father, we come to thee in prayer. asking, Father, that you forgive us of our sins and our shortcomings. And give us, Father, an open and thankful heart this morning and a receptive heart that we can receive this thy word. And, Father, we thank thee for the prayers that you've already answered. And, Father, we come to thee in prayer with many more needs. But in all these things, Father, we pray that thy will be done. And, Father, as we look out, we pray that should there be one in our service today that has not yet accepted thee as thy personal Savior, we place, Father, this need above all others. And then, Father, we have a number of sick, shut in, and those, Father, that's going into the hospital. And again, Father, we ask that you be with each and every one and look, Father, to their needs and see them safely back to us, Father, as we need their work in the service to further thy kingdom here in this community. And, Father, we ask that you look up on now the pastor as he brings the word this morning, Father, that it touch your hearts. And be with, Father, each family and home represented here this morning. That you bless and keep them, Father, throughout this week until again we can assemble ourselves. And, Father, we thank thee for giving us a loving and a caring church and heart. And we ask, Father, that you continue to grant this to us. Be with us now in all things. This we pray and ask for in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
Okay, for the last 10, let's turn to page 138. I love me. First and last verses. Ask Brother Lennon, lead us in prayer this morning, please.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this Lord's Day, and we thank you for each one here this morning, Lord. We just pray that as we enter through these doors, Lord, that we come to worship thee, to give you all the praise and glory, Lord. We just thank you, dear God, for all your many blessings to us. We realize, dear God, that you have richly blessed us, and that we give back to you now a small portion of this that you've given to us. We just pray, dear God, for this offering that it would be given freely, Lord, that might go, that we would see lost people saved in this church. We just pray, dear God, for Brother James this morning, that you would use him and speak through him, Lord, that we might feel the presence of the Spirit, Lord, and be gone to thee this morning. We just pray, dear God, all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, girls. We appreciate that song. At this time, the gardener is going to come to sing for us, Tom and Fred, and maybe Chick and Francis. Life is Like a Mountain Railroad, I believe, is the song they're going to sing today. Song. Every one of us today are going somewhere. We're on, as it were, a road. And I trust, as I said a while ago, I trust that heaven is in your future. You're going to meet the superintendent, God the Father, God the Son. I'd like to thank the church and those who gave for our pounding last Sunday. We appreciate that, and just God bless each one of you. I know that God is able to help us as we continue to work together here in this church to magnify and lift up the Lord Jesus Christ. My prayer today is that He is the one who's going to be seen today. That He is the one who has already been seen in the singing and in the spoken word already. Today we want to pick out four words of verse 42 of Luke 10 as the title of our message this morning. One thing is needful. You know, we're living in a day when it's impossible to please everyone. And if we try to please everyone, we're headed for difficulty. We're not going to be able to please everyone. We're all human. And the main thing this morning is that we need to please the Lord, the one who has lifted us out of that miry clay of sin and set our feet upon a rock and established our goings. We need to please Him. And everyone else will have to be pleased. Thank God that we can please the Lord today. It's wonderful this morning to have a Savior whose ways are perfect. And one, the Bible says, who only doeth wondrous things. My prayer for this service is that you'll allow the Holy Spirit to speak to your heart as He speaks from my heart to your heart. I believe God has a message for each one of us if we'll listen today to the still small voice. If you came to church this morning discouraged, my prayer is that you'll leave encouraged. If you came in this service lost, my prayer for you is that you'll leave saved, that you'll leave with joy in your life. The Bible tells us to abide in Him, that when He shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming. Every one of us this morning are going to meet the Lord. We're going to meet Him someday, either at the judgment seat of Christ or at the great white throne judgment. We're going to meet the Lord someday. Appreciated the Sunday school lesson this morning. Someday our works are going to be tried by fire. The fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is, and we'll receive our own reward according to our own labor. That's talking about the judgment seat of Christ. We're all Christians are going to stand. You and I today need to live as if Christ died yesterday, arose today, and is coming back tomorrow. We need to live in the light of eternity. One thing is needful. And my prayer is that every one of us here have already made that greatest decision of life, and that is to come to know the Lord in a free pardon of our sins. Today we're going to have two key verses found in one in the Old Testament and one in the New Testament. Joshua came down to go to be with his Lord at the age of 110. And he said to the Israelites in the last chapter, Joshua 24, verse 15 says, Joshua says, choose you this day whom you will serve. And the last part of that verse says, as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. One thing is needful. And then in Hebrews 11, it says this about Moses. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. Here in chapter 10 of Luke, there's a contrast between these two sisters. Jesus came to Bethany many times, to the home of Mary and Martha and Lazarus. He came there. You may say it was his motel in the midst of a busy life. He loved it at this home. There was love in this home. And here in Luke 10, Jesus contrasts these two sisters. It tells us here that Jesus entered into a certain village. This was Bethany. And a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. We'd like to contrast these two sisters at this time. It says, Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to Jesus and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her that she help me. And Jesus said, Martha, Martha, thou art careful, thou art full of care and trouble about many things. Many things. You know, there are many people today who are pulled in 10 different directions, trying to please people. My friend, let's please the Lord. Let's please Him. I trust you're not full of care about many things. The Bible says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the very next verse says, and the peace of God that bringeth salvation shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Martha had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. She was occupied with Jesus. Occupied with Jesus. Someone wrote a poem about Luke chapter 10. It says, Martha in the kitchen serving with her hands, occupied for Jesus with her pots and pans, loving him yet fervored, burdened to the brim. Careful, troubled Martha, occupied for him. Mary on the footstool, eyes upon her Lord, occupied with Jesus, drinking in his word. This one thing was needful, all else strangely dim. Loving, resting Mary, occupied with him. So may we, like Mary, choose the better part, resting in his presence, hands and feet and heart. Drinking in his wisdom, strengthened by his grace, waiting for the summons, eyes upon his face. When it comes, we're ready, spirit, will, and nerve. Mary's heart to worship, Martha's hand to serve. This the rightful order, as our lamps we trim, occupied with Jesus, then occupied for him. And the thought in the bulletin today says, in Christian service, worship must come before work. This is why I've said many times, I know of no better way to begin a new week than to begin it in the Lord's house. And I'm glad you're here this morning to fellowship together and get energy, spiritual energy, to go out and be a witness this week for our wonderful Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, but one thing is needful. And Mary has chosen that good part that shall not be taken away from her. I wonder, have you chosen that good part? My prayer is that you'll do as Brother John did last Sunday, that you'll make that decision of a lifetime, that choice, to choose today whom you will serve. Follow the Lord as Joshua did and as Moses did. What did Jesus say about choices? In Matthew 6:33, Jesus said these wonderful words, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, food, clothing, shelter, All these things shall be added unto you. He needs to be number one in each one of our lives. Jesus said in Matthew 6:21, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." We need to be laying up treasure in heaven, where moth and rust will not corrupt, where thieves won't break through and steal. For where our treasure is, Jesus said, there will our heart be also. One day Jesus said to a rich young ruler, "One thing thou lackest." Here in Luke 10, Jesus said, "One thing is needful." One thing is needful. "One thing thou lackest," Jesus said to a rich young ruler. "Go and sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and then and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross, and follow me." My friend, if you walk through the doors of our church this morning and you have never trusted Jesus, what is keeping you from making this all-important decision? There is nothing worth keeping anyone out of heaven. What is keeping you from trusting the Lord? "One thing thou lackest." Jesus looked into this young man's heart and he saw in there treasure upon this earth. "Go sell what you got." Jesus didn't say that to everyone. What is keeping you out of heaven? What is keeping you out of having heaven in your future? Nothing is so important as being ready when Jesus comes or when death comes. I'd rather someday go to my treasure than to have to leave it. Jesus' disciples said this about choices. Peter said in Acts 5:29, "We ought to obey God rather than men." We ought to obey God. I want to say this. I back the Perry County School Board 100% about the Ten Commandments being up on the walls of our classrooms. We ought to obey God rather than men. I believe this morning that a Christian makes a better citizen. And I call this reverse discrimination. 99% want those up there, and 1% doesn't. We ought to obey God rather than men. And then we find in the last part of Acts chapter 5, Peter and John and these other disciples were ridiculed. They were beaten. You know what it says about them? They rejoiced. They rejoiced that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for His name. How much have you and I suffered? Have we ever suffered any shame for the name of Jesus? Have we ever suffered any at all for Jesus? I like what Paul said in the book of Philippians, chapter 1. He said, "For it is given unto you in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe," that's first. This, I believe, is the one thing that is needful. "Not only to believe on Him, but also to suffer for His sake." What did Paul say about choices? Paul said in Philippians 3, "This one thing I do." Jesus said to Martha and Mary, "One thing is needful." Paul says here in Philippians 3, "This one thing I do. Forgetting those things that are behind." I know most of us here this morning have some successes in the past. Yesterday, last month, last week. We have some successes, some victories. But we don't need to dwell on them that much. Paul says, forgetting those things that are behind. My friend, the Lord has some victories for you and me this day, this afternoon, or even in this service. The Lord has some victories for us. Some wonderful victories. And Paul says, I forget those things that are behind, and I reach forth unto those things that are before. Jesse Stewart, who wrote the book, The Thread That Runs So True, I enjoyed reading that book 3 or 4 times, I guess. He had a student one time in class who had a funny way of walking. But I tell you, this fellow went down the road like this all the time. That reminds me of this verse in Philippians 3. Reaching forth unto those things that are before. Paul said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Where are we going? Who are we trying to satisfy in this world? Paul also said, I know whom I have believed. I made a choice. I know whom I have believed. And I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Paul knew where his future was. It was in the Lord. He had heaven in his future. I know whom I have believed. Paul said also in Philippians 3:10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Right here is a wonderful verse in 2 Timothy 2:4. Paul said, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him. That he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. I spoke on that verse at Henry Cause's funeral. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him. One thing is needful to please him. To please the Lord, that we may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. The Lord has chosen us. If we're here and saved, the Lord has put his hand upon us. He has put his Holy Spirit within us. And we're no more our own. For we're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. I'm not my own property. And if you're here and saved, you're not your own property. God's seal is upon you. He has sealed us unto the day of redemption. One thing is needful. Don't try to please everybody. Just please the Lord. And everybody else will be satisfied, I believe. A Christian makes a better neighbor, makes a better citizen. Paul said, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. What's keeping you from trusting the Lord? What's keeping you and me from being a witness for the Lord? I have a friend who lives in West Virginia. I've not seen him in a long time. Bill Stevens is his name. He's got a song that entitled, Nothing Between My Soul and the Savior. Is there anything between you and God? Are there any rooms in our lives that we keep padlocked? I like the way Brother Harding used to say this. He's going to be with us in April in our spring revival in 86. He said one time right here behind this pulpit, the Holy Spirit needs to have getting about room in our lives. Every area of our lives the Lord needs to have access to. Does He? Are there any doors in our lives that are padlocked and a sign, as it were, on the outside, no admittance? God wants all of us. One of the songs in the kids' praise I dearly love, thank God for all the songs. One of them says, take all of me. Take all of me. Have you ever come to the Lord? Do you know the Lord this morning? As we get ready for our invitation hymn, which is page 201. This song says, pass me not, O gentle Savior. One thing is needful, and that is to please the Lord. Please Him. Choose that good part that will not be taken away from you. Whatever your need is, you may feel a need this morning to rededicate your life. You've not been living maybe the way the Lord would have you to live. All of us can live a closer life to the Lord, I know that. Whatever your decision is, we'll wait on you here at the front as we stand to sing. 201. Thank you.